Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. Some families seem to hit the jackpot when it comes to smarts and success. Think the Marsalis family or the Emmanuel brothers. But right now, I want to introduce you to three sisters with very impressive titles.
I'm Samantha Butts. I am an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Perelman School of Medicine, University of Pennsylvania.
Hello, my name is Heather Butts, and I'm an instructor at Columbia University School of Public Health, as well as St. John's University School of Law.
My name is Sydney Butts. I am an assistant professor in the Department of Ear, Nose, and Throat Surgery at SUNY Downstate in Brooklyn, New York.
And they are not just sisters. Here's Samantha Butts.
We are triplets. Essentially, we were all born at the same time in New York City. Two of us of the three are identical, and one of our sister group is fraternal.
And Heather, which two are identical?
Oh, so I am not identical to my sisters. I was in a separate sac from my sisters and shared a separate placenta from them. Because your listeners can't see us, it would be very clear that I am not identical to my sisters if you saw us. Usually when I'm with one of my sisters, people will comment that we look very much alike. And then when the other sister is introduced, I don't look so much alike to them anymore.
And let me ask you, Sydney, was it very special to be triplets as kids?
You know, we did realize that it was special and different from our friends. And I think, you know, what was really great about being one of a set of multiples is that there was constant companionship. But one of the things that we have all kind of worked toward and strive for is to also pursue our own individual interests.
Sam, you all ended up in the same field professionally. When did your love for health and medicine start? Where did that come from?
Both of our parents are in healthcare. Our father is a psychiatrist, and our mom is trained as a psychiatric social worker. So we were raised in a household where health was discussed a lot. It was emphasized. There was high value placed on it. And I think we also had a very clear understanding of the rigors of a career in health. I think it started there, and then each one of us found our own way to express our passion for healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Heather, let me ask you, was there competition or was it a shared goal?
I would say definitely it was a shared goal. I went to Princeton undergrad, Sid went to Yale, and Sam went to Harvard. And I think that when we were going through the process of trying to decide, even at that level, on what schools we were going to go to, it was less about competition and more about supporting each other and our decisions in terms of the direction and trajectory that our lives were going to take. So my mom always talks about healthy competition, and I think she's right. I don't feel that we've ever been competitive with each other in a way that's unhealthy or doesn't support each other. So to the extent that we're competitive in a way that makes each of us stronger and better individuals, then I would say, yes, it was definitely competitive in that nature. But to the extent that it was somehow negative, absolutely not.
When you were together as sisters, do you talk shop a lot?
I think some of that is a little bit unavoidable because you tend to confide in the people who you trust the most. So I think sometimes we have to sort of check ourselves, for lack of a better term, and say, okay, we all got that off of our chest. Now let's like talk about other things in life that are also important.
And Sydney?
No matter what you do professionally, it is critical to have people around you that you can confide in, that can help you work through decisions that you're grappling with. So I'm very lucky that I already have two people automatically who, you know, I make listen to some of these things, whether they want to or not.
Heather?
Yes. I mean, I don't know, maybe the three of us, I try to talk shop in some ways more because I just find what they do very, very fascinating. And because I'm more on the public health side than, you know, the pure medical side, there is that difference. But I think also there's sort of this unspoken language that is just there that we understand and doesn't really need a whole lot of explanation.
And Sam, given your busy careers, do you have time to get together a lot?
We do. I mean, I think it has to be a very coordinated effort. Unfortunately, our mother is one of the most organized people you might meet. So, I mean, if she were here right now, she would be looking at calendars and managing the master calendar. This is what she likes. But I think, you know, adaptive for her role in sort of raising us and managing our entire family's comings and goings. So the nice thing also is proximity. You know, Heather and Sid both live in New York. My parents still live in New York. I'm only an hour and a half away. So that makes it much easier. It's not huge distances.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We do everything alike. We look alike. We dress alike. We walk alike. We talk alike. And what is more?
We were talking with triplets Samantha, Sydney, and Heather Butts. Their titles are really long, so I'm going to shrink them. Samantha is an OBGYN, Sydney an ENT, and Heather a professor of public health.
GM has got a Leo, but Mama has got a trio. She is proud but says three is a crowd. Oh, we do everything alike. We look alike, we dress alike, we walk alike, we talk alike, and what is more, we hate.